In the last episode, Jimmy was sent into the air for his first solo flight. But the kid has had no practice in landings. Acting under the command of Mike Jones, Jimmy's instructor, Shorty Mason, knocked out the bolt holding the left wheel to the axle. As Jimmy took off, the wheel dropped off. Now, this was seen by his chum, Speed Robertson, who immediately went aloft in another school ship. In the air, Speed changed planes successfully. But in attempting to land Jimmy's ship on the one wheel, the left axle dug into the ground and the ship crashed. Here are Speed and Jimmy in the wrecked plane.
Speed? Speed, are you hurt?
No, I'm all right. How about you, Jimmy? Are you okay, kid?
Yeah, I'm all right. I don't think I'm even scratched.
Ah, that's great. Boy, anything might have happened when that axle dug down in the runway.
Yeah, I'll say so. You know, the old bus is kind of a washout. Oh, but gee, that was a beautiful landing you made on one wheel. I still don't see how you did it.
Let's climb out of this mess and see how much damage we did. You're sure you're not hurt now?
Absolutely. There's not a mark on me, Speed.
Okay. Come on, let's climb out and look over the wreck.
Okay.
There we are. Well, it didn't do this crate any good landing on one wheel.
Oh, gee, Speed. This whole left wing is pretty badly smashed up. Now, look here. A couple of cylinders in the engine are broken, too.
Yeah. Yeah, this left wing is a complete washout. Boy, are you right. The engine sure took a pounding when the ship went up on its nose.
You know, I'm just wondering. How in the world did that wheel ever...
Yeah, exactly. That's what I want to find out right now. Now, let's take a look at this left axle. Come over here, Jim.
You know, Speed, that was a wonderful thing for you to do. You know, I'd have been out of luck if you hadn't come up there.
Oh, those dirty hounds. But look here, Jimmy. Let's take a look at this axle.
Okay. Here, I'll help you, Speed.
All right. Move this wing about a foot so we can get a good look. Get hold of that other side, Jim.
All set now. Let's give her a lift here. There.
Now, there we are. That's better. Now, let's have a look.
All right. Well, the axle looks all right to me.
Yeah, and it looks all right to me. In fact, it is all right. That's just the trouble.
What do you mean by that?
I mean just this, kid. Take a close look now. There's absolutely nothing wrong with this axle.
Yeah, I know. It sure looks all right to me, but as...
The wheel is held on, Jimmy, by a heavy bolt that goes through the hubcap and clear through the axle shaft. That's this hole here.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Yeah. The bolt is made of a specially treated steel. And, Jim, there isn't a chance in a million of it breaking.
What? Do you think, then, that perhaps...
I'd gamble everything I own that the bolt was removed before that ship ever left the ground.
Oh, but gosh, why would anyone try
to... Was Shorty Mason and Mike Jones around this ship at all before you took off, Jim?
Say, Speed. Oh, but gee, that seems... Why, well, it's just impossible, that's all.
Nothing's impossible. Answer my question, Jimmy.
Well, I was out of the ship talking with Shorty Mason, and Mike Jones came out and asked me if I would get his flying jacket.
Oh, yeah? Well, where was his jacket?
Well, that's the funny part of it. He said it was in his car and insisted that Flash Lewis go with me. I thought it was sort of funny at the time.
Did you and Flash go?
Yes, we did. But when we got to his car, there was no jacket in it.
I get it now. Just an excuse to get you and Flash away from the ship.
Huh. And come to think of it, Speed, when Flash and I were walking back toward the ship, Shorty Mason was standing right up against the landing gear. Why, as a matter of fact, Speed, he was standing right up against this left wheel.
Ah, those dirty rats. Well, let me tell you something, Jimmy. We're not through with those birds yet.
Hey. Hey, look, Speed. I wonder who this is driving up. It looks like Dick Croft's car.
Who's Dick Croft?
Oh, he's a student with me in the school. Oh, it's Dick's sister, Miss Barbara Croft. And Flash Lewis, too.
Are you all right, Jimmy? Are you hurt at all?
Oh, no, we're okay, Flash. But the ship's cracked up rather bad.
Well, Mr. Allen, are you sure you're not hurt? We saw the whole thing and we're just sick.
Oh, hello, Miss Croft. Well, it was an exciting few minutes when Speed was changing from one ship to the other.
It was simply wonderful. And to think that you could land on one wheel and come out of it without a scratch.
Oh, it was Speed Robertson that did that. Say, he could have landed it if both wheels were off. Oh, but I want you to meet Speed. Speed, this is Miss Croft.
How do you do?
I think you showed wonderful skill and nerve, Mr. Robertson. You certainly lived up to your reputation as a great pilot.
Boy, I'll say he did.
Oh, thanks, but we were just lucky. We had all the breaks with us today.
You can call it luck if you want to, Speed, but knowing just what to do didn't do any harm.
Now, believe you me, there wasn't any luck to this. Speed knew what he was doing every second.
Well, thank goodness you both are safe and sound. Oh, but perhaps I'd better get off the field with this car. That looks like Mike Jones and Mr. Mason coming.
Yeah, I noticed Shorty Mason land a couple of minutes ago. That probably is he and Mike coming up here now. You better get your car off the field.
All right, I'll go now. Goodbye, Mr. Robertson. And goodbye, Mr. Allen.
Goodbye, Miss Croft. Oh, but say. Look, that mister just doesn't seem to sound right. It's sort of, well, so formal. And, well, Jimmy's my name, you know.
Well, maybe we shouldn't be quite so formal. It does seem rather silly. All right. Goodbye, Jimmy.
Goodbye, Barbara.
Well, that's a nice girl, Jimmy.
Yeah. Her brother, Dick Croft, is the boy I was telling you about, remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember. And what about Barbara?
Oh, she seems to be pretty nice, don't you think?
Well, she's a very sweet girl, Jimmy, and very good-looking. Say, is that sunburn on your face, or... Why, I actually believe you're blushing.
Oh, quit razzing me, Speed. Just because I have...
That's all right, kid. I won't tell anyone.
Hey, Speed, that old trainer's gonna take a little fixing.
Flash, did you thoroughly inspect this ship before it went out on the line this morning?
Speed, you've known me for a long time, and was I ever careless with my inspections?
Well, if you were, I never knew about it, Flash.
I give this ship a regular daily inspection. And them axle bolts was in there, and they was okay. And the nuts was safety. And I give this left axle a once-over now. There ain't a thing wrong with it.
Yeah. Yeah, we just got through looking at it before you drove up. Well, how could this wheel come off then, Flash?
Why, even if the nut comes off, the bolt wouldn't come out.
Yeah? Well, what if the bolt was taken out before the ship took off?
Huh? You mean somebody might...
You say nothing more about it, Flash. Keep that idea to yourself. Now, here's Mike and Shorty Mason.
Get set for trouble, Jimmy. When Speed Robertson gets that kind of look in his eye, things usually happen.
Are you boys all right? That was a great piece of work you did, Speed.
That sure was, Speed. You sure set her down pretty.
You guys saved that chatter. Now, look here, Jones. How does it happen that Jimmy Allen is sent solo when he's had less than 3 hours instruction and has had no time at all on landings?
Why, Speed, why shouldn't he go solo? His flying's been fine. He's had a lot of landings, hasn't he, Shorty?
Sure, I gave Jimmy plenty of landings, and he was doing fine with his air work, too.
Why, Mr. Mason, that's not true at all.
Now, wait a minute, Jimmy. I'll handle this matter. Mason, don't stand there and tell me that. I know better. And another thing I want to know, Mike, is why this left wheel so conveniently dropped off the axle on Jimmy's first solo.
You know as much about that as I do, Speed. Of course, it's very unusual. I'll admit that. But those things have occurred before. It must have been a defect in the axle or the bolt.
Do you take me for a complete chump, Jones? I've just inspected that axle. There's not a thing wrong with it. And as for the axle bolt... Well, I'm far from being convinced that a failure occurred in that type of steel.
Well, these mechanics get careless, Speed. You know that. Maybe the nut wasn't...
Flash Lewis gave this ship its daily inspection this morning, and he tells me the landing gear was okay.
Yeah. Well, what would you expect him to say? If the landing gear was ready to drop off, he wouldn't admit it.
Flash Lewis is the best mechanic on this field, Mason, and you know it. If he was even the least bit doubtful about any airplane in that school... It wouldn't go out on the line.
I'll say it wouldn't.
Flash Lewis is like all grease balls. The whole lot of them is nothing but a lazy bunch of loafers.
Well, this is no place to argue about that. And before we waste any more words about the cause of the wheel coming off, I think we'd better let the CAA inspectors investigate the matter.
Yeah? They're a bunch of wise guys, too.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me, Mason, if they were not just wise enough to take away your instructor's license.
Say, what do you mean, Robertson?
I mean this. I'm going to turn in a complete report on you to the inspectors here. You're not fit to instruct a bunch of stray dogs, let alone young fellows like Jimmy Allen.
Now listen, Robertson. I forgot more about teaching guys to fly than you'll ever know. I know what I'm doing. Young Allen was ready to solo, so I sent him solo.
How many landings did you give Jimmy Allen?
Oh, I must have given 15 or 20.
Well, that's not true, Mr. Mason, and you know it. You never gave me 1 minute's instruction in making landings or takeoffs.
You're a liar, Allen. Why, I gave
you... Listen here, Mason. I've taken a lot from you. I'm not a liar, and I'm not going to stand for that, see? But you're going to take this.
Look out, Shorty.
Don't call me a liar. Think you're going to get away with it? Oh.
Well, well. Now what? Shorty Mason's treatment of Jimmy, the instructor's attempt to kill Jimmy's pal, Speed Robertson, his untrue statements regarding the kid's practice and landings have proved too much for Jimmy. What will the outcome of this struggle be? But don't miss the next episode of the thrilling adventures of Jimmy Allen.